The conversation about race continues nationwide and locally as well here in Washtenaw County. I'm Lisa Berry, and a community forum along those lines is planned for this weekend in Ann Arbor. And joining us now to talk about that is Trisha Duckworth. She's the founder and executive director of Survivors Speak, based in Washtenaw County. Thanks so much for talking to us, Trisha.
Thank you for having us on.
You're calling it Getting Real About Race. How real do you think it's going to get this weekend?
Well, we're hoping that it gets very real. We have to take our rose-colored glasses off. We have a real problem here. It's a systemic problem, and it's something that has to be addressed in a certain manner. And so that's why we want to come together with organizations, with community members, with legislators. We need all hands on deck for this fight.
And you're taking on some serious conversations. You want to talk about housing, employment, education, healthcare, and criminal justice system, correct?
Yes, yes.
And how will you approach those conversations?
First of all, in order to see your future and get there, you got to know where you've been first, right? So we've got to get clear about what the problem really is. But we always come together and we talk about the problem. But what are we actually doing about it? So what we're doing is we're presenting the facts. We're hearing from individuals who have been affected, some in creative ways, because we'll have spoken word, we'll have some music. And then we're going to put our heads together in a community think tank, because we want to understand how we can fight this fight as individuals and how we can fight this fight together as a collective. And the only way to arrive at that is by putting our heads together.
You'll have Congresswoman Debbie Dingell will be there, the mayors of Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti. What are you hoping they will add to this conversation?
When it comes to both Ypsilanti and Ann Arbor, there's a housing crisis. We have affordable housing initiatives that are going on in both. And we know that people of color, black and brown people, are affected by this the most. We say all the time, and I've even worked in Ann Arbor before, but it's too expensive to live there. So I felt like I was a help. I can come help build the economy of Ann Arbor, but I can't live there. Mm-hmm. You know, so we're taking a serious look at all of these and hoping to get our legislators to understand that they have a voice too, and that they are in a position of power to do something about it. We've got to get our legislators to take the heart of the people and make that their main concern. And so we're hoping that everybody walks away inspired with something, because it's not just all on the legislators. We all have work to do in this fight.
How many people are you expecting to attend?
Ooh, I think right now our Eventbrite is up to about 195.
Will the mayors and the congresswoman be speaking or more listening? What are you hoping for?
Our legislators probably will more be listening. We do have a couple that will say something, but and they've even given that feedback as well. Like, you know, I just really just want to listen and just learn. And so, you know, we're just grateful that they have consented to be there. And because this is a day of healing, it's a day of building, it's a day of getting real so that we can get to where we need to be, standing together, fighting for social justice.
And what do you want them to hear? Or what do you want somebody listening to this interview to hear? What is the core of the problem? We're talking about getting real about racism in Washtenaw County. What do we need to know? What do we need to hear?
You know what? And I think Dr. King said it best. The only thing that cancels out hate is love. Hate is at the core of racism and white supremacy in America. And the only way to cancel that out is love, and to do the work, joining together to get laws passed and to hold individuals accountable. But we also must keep our environments conducive to the reform of a racist. We can't tell people don't be racist and then not afford them the opportunity to unlearn their process. We want to show love to people, but we also, when you love someone, you tell them the truth. So that's what we mean about getting real. We're going to talk about what's true, and we're going to talk about how we can build and make things better through love.
Now, I understand Survivors Speak is the main organizer of this. Who all is involved?
Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you, we are so grateful for the participation. We have the Dispute Resolution Center, Poor People's Campaign, Washtenaw County, Pittsfield Charter Township, Frida Batito, Zingerman, Youth Justice Fund, Be Green Today, Urban Ashes, Ipsy Can I Share, Intervene,
Abracadabra Jury, Higher Ground Counseling Services, Interfaith Council for Peace and Justice, A Brighter Way, We the People Opportunity Farm, and Women and Men Working for Change.
So you've got a lot of community backing for this.
Yeah, we are so blessed to come together because that's the key. Everyone's doing their own thing individually as organizations, but we've got to join together and fight this fight for social justice.
And this is free and open to the public?
Yes, yes. We are definitely free and open to the public. We do have some snacks and lunch available while supplies last. Just want to come together and get comfortable to have an uncomfortable conversation.
Trishay Duckworth, founder and executive director of Survivors Speak in Washtenaw County. Thanks so much for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you. Thank you.